On the Nature of Teaching is a segment on WTIP highlighting how we teach and learn in the natural world. Located near Findlay, Minnesota, Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center was founded in 1971. Joining us now by phone is Wolf Ridge naturalist Mike Cruzo. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Tracy.
How are you doing on this? Well, overcast, right? A little snow down your way?
Yeah, we got a little dusting coming down. Honestly, I'm glad to see it. I know it's warming up when there's snow coming down, so it's a good thing to see.
Your role at Wolf Ridge is a mentor naturalist. What kind of projects do you do as a mentor naturalist at Wolf Ridge?
So my role this year is a little bit different from last. I've been here at Wolf Ridge for about a year and a half, and this second year as a mentor, my biggest focus is still on teaching the groups that come into the Ridge, all the different classes we have here. But along with that, there's some other responsibilities, some things that I've worked on this year. Part of it is mentoring and getting to know the group of first-year naturalists or the graduate naturalists. And along with that, also working on some independent projects throughout the year or helping out with some projects that other people have in mind. So some of the things that I've been working on are developing a snow study lesson plan. We're kind of reviving that from an older draft that used to be used when Wolf Ridge was in Isabella. And so I'm bringing that back to life, rolling with that. First teaching is going to be in about a month, so I'm excited.
Can you give me a quick one-sentence summary of what's in that class? It sounds like a lot of fun if you're a kid.
So I would say exploring snow flakes, snowpack, and anything else that kids want to find with snow.
So they can be right outside in there, sort of digging around.
Yeah, we're really getting them basically diving into the snow and checking out, what is it made up of, how is it changing, things like that.
Kind of learn about how different it looks and feels depending on temperatures.
Yeah. So we study snow on the ground as well as, if we're lucky that day, snow falling down right on top of us.
Do they get to do the all classic, is every snowflake unique?
Yeah, so we actually have an activity in the class where we get to catch snowflakes almost on a little film and preserve their shape so that we can bring them in, put them on an overhead, and look at the flakes that were actually falling that day, which is really, really cool.
I think that is still one of the most fascinating things about snow. You don't outgrow that whole thought of how intricate they are and how different.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
So that's something you're reviving. part of the, with this series, joining us each month, is talking about just the learning process. And last month, Danielle joined us from your group, and she talked about how to engage students and get them, because you're an active learning center.
Correct.
And how do you get those kids feeling excited and wanting to participate? And then the next step we talk about is sharing in all of that learning process. How do you go about that?
Yeah, so I kind of think of the next step as sharing or exploring. And with Danielle's bit, she talked a little bit about how we can really grab a learner as they walk in the door, how to capture their attention, how to draw them into what you're doing. And from there, we go towards exploring or sharing. And I remember listening to Danielle's last month, and she was talking about the class that we have here that's called Earthworks. And it talks and focuses on art in nature. So art from natural elements. And the engagement is right when students walk in the door. We have a discussion. We have some pictures of different earthworks, and it's just a grabber. It gets their attention. It gets them kind of honed in on what we're doing. From there, we go to the explorer, the share. And during that exploring phase, it gives the students a little bit more of an opportunity to seek possibilities in their own ways. So they get to kind of take the reins a little bit. And during that phase, students might be doing anything from investigating resources or building their own models while the teacher is probing or questioning the students, maybe even modeling. or I think most importantly at times, just standing back and letting students do their own thing.
How would this work in your snow class that you're reviving?
Yeah, so in my snow class, we might start off with an engagement of checking out different pictures of snowflakes, just so kids can see, wow, they're beautiful, they're different, they're exciting. After that, the way that I kind of have it set up in my mind is that we're going to go outside, because that's what we do here. We're going outside, and they're going to have a chance to explore on their own without much of a prompt or a question given to them. So I'm going to give them a little bit of time and ask them just to explore snow in any way that they want, any way that they feel would be fun or exciting for them. And so I'll let them go off and do their thing and poke around a little bit. And then afterwards, we can bring it back and talk about, what did you find when you were exploring, when you were going around and just looking at these different things? What did you notice? And see what they have to say.
So they can start the whole conversation and start finding things of interest already, and you can help move them forward with this.
Yeah, so they're the ones that are kind of driving it. Like you said, it's their interests. So you're giving them the opportunity to seek out what they want to do.
Well, it's a good way, I think, to, like you said, you get them interested and give them some ownership to the whole process.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, is this your last year? I shouldn't presume this. Is this your last year at Wolfridge?
The way our program works is that the first year for the graduate naturalist is a 10-month program, and you can apply to be a second year or a mentor naturalist for the coming year. So I'll be here through August, so I'll work the summer as well as a specialty camp coordinator. But after August, then I'm on to new things.
Can you give us a little quick highlight of where this is going to take you? Or is that still
unknown? I've got a lot of open doors, but none that I know I'm walking through yet. So...
So it's still something you're exploring.
Yeah, definitely. I have some things that I'm looking at as far as where I want to go next. I think that after Wolfridge, being a classroom teacher is going to be the fit for me, because that's what my background is in. It's actually not in environmental education. It's in elementary ed and special ed.
So Wolfridge has definitely helped shape this for you.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So your experiences here is going to help define and help you zone in what works for you. Because
Absolutely.
You got to explore.
Yeah, I had no idea that I would be at a place like Wolfridge 2 or 3 years ago. It kind of happened by chance. I'm so thankful that it did, because it opened me up to this, like you said, exploring for myself. And it's been great.
Well, wonderful. And we're very happy to be able to speak with you today. And we have been speaking with mentor naturalist Mike Cruzo on The Nature of Teaching. It's a monthly segment on WTIP in partnership with Wolfridge Environmental Learning Center. To learn more about Wolfridge, visit wolf-ridge.org or call them at 218-353-7414. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning, Mike, and good luck. It sounds like you have an exciting possibility of futures for yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.